Time for us now to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And I'm going to be munching with you again this morning. And, of course, Christmas time, so I'm going to be looking at the Christmas story, specifically in Luke chapter 2, verse 8, the story of the shepherds. But I'm choosing this for a reason. Dylan, okay. We had this conversation a little bit earlier, so in the 6 o'clock hour, so some of you may not have heard it. But actually, Fritz and Lima made kind of a similar point. He texted and said, there are way too many non-Christian Christmas movies, which is true. And I was lamenting the fact that, you know, we're talking about all these Christmas movies, but none of them really have anything to do with the real meaning of Christmas.
Correct. You
know, they may be fun movies, but none of them, and sometimes it's painful to have them try to talk about the meaning and spirit of Christmas as they try to talk about it without talking about Jesus. You know, and I was lamenting the fact that why don't we have better Christian Christmas movies or Christmas movies that really portray what Christmas is truly about. Where are those classics? I mean, they make some like The Nativity and the others have been made, which are good movies, but they haven't really become classics. And usually if it's, you know, like a Christian movie, it's like The Nativity, right? We're reenacting the actual birth of Jesus, which is nothing wrong with that. Again, that's great. That's awesome to do. But why not have a modern story, you know, that could be a fun movie, even a comedy, but also relate back to the real meaning of Christmas and what it's really about. And, you know, it's just... it's frustrating, right? Because it can be done, and it can be done well, as we know. Because the greatest Christmas special ever, movie, special, TV show, whatever, without a doubt, and I will brook no argument on this, the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
That's great.
Right? Classic, great, everybody loves it. It is, by far and away, the best Christmas, period. And part of the reason for that is, it actually knows what Christmas is about.
Right. It's true. Yeah.
I mean, the whole point of that show is really a point that we make to even our discussion today. That, you know, the whole point of the show is that Charlie Brown's feeling that Christmas has become too commercialized, that we've lost the real meaning of it. It's just become about all this stuff and materialism and this and trees and contests and all this stuff. And, you know, at one point, you know, as they're trying to put their Christmas pageant together for the school,
right,
he gets frustrated and he yells out, "Can't anybody tell me what Christmas is really all about?"
Yeah, it's true.
Now, in a modern Christmas special, this is where we get that painful discussion of the Christmas spirit and love and joy without trying to ever mention Jesus or God. And it would be painful, and you'd be yelling at your television, and because they would clearly have no idea. And their answer to Charlie Brown would be, "No, we can't tell you what the real meaning of Christmas is." But fortunately, Linus was there, and Linus saves the day.
Yep.
And of course, Linus comes out and tells Charlie Brown, "I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please." And then he reads in his own Linus voice, which I can't do. I'm not even trying to do the Linus voice. But he reads this. "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.'" And then he just walks over to Charlie Brown and says, "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown."
Yep.
You know, a wonderfully done. The whole story is really, if you think about the Charlie Brown Christmas special, that whole special is built around that moment. It really is. Everything is in that special structured, and Charles Schulz was a Christian. He was a believer. Everything in that show was structured moment. It built to it, and everything flows from it. It's a great example of how we can do it without being preachy, without being, you know, sometimes it gets embarrassing. You know, Christmas movies, they say, like, okay, you know, here comes the sermon part of the movie, you know, and it's like totally divorced from anything that's happened in the movie, and it doesn't really get integrated into the story. And there they integrated it into the story, but perfectly encapsulated and told us the story of Christ and told us the story of Christmas. Because that really is what it's all about. That God sent his son to be our savior, that we were in desperate need, lost in our sin, cut off from God. And God's answer, response to that, response to our sin, response to our rebellion, was not to write us off, not to condemn us, not to destroy us, but to send a savior, to send his son. It is good news of great joy. And so that's what we celebrate this Christmas. And I know it's easy to get caught up in all the hoopla and running around, gotta get gifts for this person, that person, go here and there and this parties and this. And it's easy to lose sight of that. to lose sight of what this really is about. And maybe our culture doesn't want to talk about it, and maybe other people don't want to talk about it, but that is the best gift we've ever received. That is the good news of great joy. That is why we can talk about peace and hope and love and joy, because unto us was born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. So let's celebrate that this Christmas. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this great gift that you have given to us. And Lord, we know that in our culture, in our world, things have gone astray. You know, we often get caught up in other things and things that aren't important and really have nothing to do with what this season is really all about. So Lord, we pray that you would help us to keep our hearts focused on the true hope of Christmas, the true joy of Christmas, that in the midst of all this other stuff, the world will always try to distract us, and that's true in everything. But Lord, you would keep our hearts focused on what you did for us, on the Savior you sent, who came to live and to die and to live again, to deliver us from our sins, to offer us forgiveness, to make a way for us where there was no way. We thank you for this, Lord. We thank you that you came to save us and to help us when we could not help ourselves. We praise you. We give you all glory. We celebrate you because indeed you are worthy to be praised. And we pray this in your name. Amen. All right. Well, that is our munch today. And in addition to being your affable and gracious morning show co-host along with Jeff and today with Dylan, I'm also a pastor. I pastor a church called Gateway Baptist Church. We meet at 6047 Door Street, and we meet 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for our worship service. We have all kinds of cool things happening, small groups meeting throughout the week in different people's homes, and we're just excited to see what God's doing, and we're committed to building people in Christ, building disciples and followers of Jesus. So if you would like to check us out, best way to do it is go to our website, gatewaytoledo.com. That's gatewaytoledo.com, and you can find all the information about us